This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
David Jenkins back with you here from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School, where we are about ready to tip off in day two of the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Tournament. Taking a look at your starting lineups between Nokomis and Father McGivney. First, for who will be the visiting on Nokomis Redskins. Starting will be a 5'10 junior in Evan Herbstreet, a 6'1 junior in Seth Johnson, a 6-foot sophomore in Nick Masher, a 6'8 senior in Carter Sobble, and a 6-foot sophomore in Jake Johnson. So again, for Nokomis, it is Herbstreet, Johnson, Masher, Sobble, and Johnson. For Father McGivney, starting will be a senior in Kellen Weir, a freshman in Jacob Huber, a junior in Justin Winos, a sophomore in Darren Lucchetti, and a freshman in Jackson Rogers. So once more, for Father McGivney, it's Weir, Huber, Winos, Lucchetti, and Rogers. Father McGivney 0-1 in pool play thus far after losing a 9-point game on Saturday to Gateway Legacy. This is Nokomis' first game of the 2020 Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Tournament. Nokomis, plenty of success historically at this tournament. They have won the championship 4 times in their history, the last one coming back in 2013. And they will look to set up a de facto quarterfinal matchup with a win tomorrow, with a win tonight. That matchup would be tomorrow evening. Nokomis will take on Gateway Legacy. If McGivney can pull off the upset, math could be involved. We will have to see. The Redskins are out there at midcourt, ready for the opening tip. Jumping for Nokomis will be Carter Sobble, the 6'8 senior. And for McGivney at the timeline, it's going to be Darren Lucchetti. So we are underway, and Nokomis wins the opening tip, and Evan Herbstreet will control things for Nokomis to start this basketball game. What a tournament this is here at Litchfield and Simmons Gymnasium. Nokomis, this is Jake Johnson at the elbow, now back down low to Seth Johnson. Seth Johnson over to Herbstreet. In case you're wondering about Alex Tosetti, normally in the starting lineup for Nokomis, he's battling an ankle injury this evening, according to Coach Brian Pisco. He's dressed, so he still could play, but not in the starting lineup. As a steal right there, first turnover of the game for Nokomis, and they're going to call a foul on the play. Who'd they get that one? I think they might have got it on Carter Sobble. It's Nokomis' first foul. Indeed, it will be Sobble with his first, so we'll keep an eye on that. Here is Jackson Rogers with it for McGivney, the Griffins. This is McGivney's first time ever in the Rick McGraw Memorial Invite. They're led by head coach Rich Byers. Again, a Shelbyville alumnus. Played here in the mid-90s and won a title here at Litchfield. As Carter Sobble with the steal, so a pair of possessions for each team and a pair of turnovers early in this game. Just a minute into the ball game here at Simmons Gymnasium. Here's Jake Johnson down low, loses it, throws it to Carter Sobble. Sobble with it at the right elbow, now down low to Nick Masher, who's into the starting lineup. Now Sobble off the glass and in, and Nokomis the early 2-0 lead. Good start here for Nokomis, a 2-0 lead. 6:43 remaining in the first quarter, and they're showing the pressure here. And there's another turnover by McGivney, but Masher can't come up cleanly, and he is grabbing his lower half, so he is in pain. May have twisted something. We'll see what happens. Already down one player is Nokomis, and Masher in pain, pounding his fist on the gym floor. We'll see what exactly is wrong. We'll take this time to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the first quarter here between Nokomis and Father McGivney right after these messages on WSMI. So Nick Masher for Nokomis being helped off the floor by assistant coach Joe Gasparich and one of the athletic trainers here at Litchfield, not putting any pressure on that left leg. We'll keep an eye on that. Again, Nokomis already without Alex Tosetti in the starting lineup. Again, he's dressed, still may play, but not able to start because of an ankle injury. McGivney with the ball here in the first quarter. They miss a 3-point shot from the corner, and the defensive rebound goes to Carter Sobble. Nokomis has it. Here's Evan Herbstreet with it. He gives it over to Seth Johnson. Finds Jake Johnson at the left elbow, looking for Carter Sobble. The turnaround, and it's good. Sobble's got 4. 4-0 with 6:12 left in the opening frame. Nokomis with the lead. This is Jacob Huber for McGivney. Now over to Kellen Weir. Weir double team. Now he passes down low to Justin Wienos. Wienos now over to Weir, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Nokomis. Trainers continuing to tend to Masher over there on the bench. We'll see if he's able to come back into the game. This is Huber with it for the Griffins. He passes over to Weir. Again, Nokomis, that 1-2-2 zone defense. A lot of pressure here. Pass almost lost by Weir, but he's able to corral it back, and now over to Huber. Now back to Weir. A long three-point attempt, and he buries it at the top of the key. Kellen Weir on the board. Cuts it to a one-point game. The Nokomis lead now 4-3. Herbstreet dribbling it up slowly, gets it across the timeline. Father McGivney in a man-to-man defense. Here's Kendall Nodal with it. Passes over to Seth Johnson. Johnson looking for an open man. He finds Herbstreet at the top of the key. Herbstreet going to drive. Almost ran into his own player. Now passes down low Seth Johnson. Good head fake, and it's good. Seth Johnson's on the board, and it's 6-3. Nokomis with the lead. Full court pressure here for Nokomis. This is Huber motioning for a man to get open. He gets it to Weir across the timeline. Oh, good job breaking the press. Can they capitalize? And they do. McGivney with a bucket. That's Wienos with his first points, and it's 6-5. 6-5 with 4.5 remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Herbstreet with it for Nokomis. Nokomis, the 5 seed in this tournament. McGivney seeded 12th. Here's Sobel at the left elbow. Turnaround jumper's good. Sobel's got 6. 8-5. Back to a 3-point lead for Nokomis. Here's Weir with it. Dribbles out of trouble momentarily. Single-handedly breaks the press. And they get it across the timeline, and they'll slow things down now. Here's Weir at the left wing. Now back over to Huber. Huber looking for an open man. Finds Jackson Rogers. Now back over to Weir. Thought about three, but his defender did a good job of closing the gap. Here's over to Wienos. Wienos. Now back to Rogers, the three from the wing. It's good. We got a tie game off the three from Jackson Rogers. 8-8 with 3:45 left in the opening quarter. Evan Herbstreet with it for Nokomis. Gets it across the timeline. Good fight here put up by McGivney early on. Nokomis trying to pull away here, or trying to get the lead back, I should say. Here's Sobel with it. Gets the rebound, and he puts it back in. Sobel's got 8 of the 10 Nokomis points thus far. They're back to applying the pressure defense. Our Nokomis. Here's Rogers with it. Can't get it across the timeline yet. Got to hurry. They're going the wrong way. Here's Weir. Throws it away. Another turnover by McGivney. Herbstreet has it, and they're going fast break. Now they'll slow up. It's Jake Johnson. Johnson backs his man down. The layup no good. Rebound on the floor. Who's got it? It's Carter Sobel. He'll pass it back out to Jake Johnson from the low block. No good. Offensive rebound. Seth Johnson with the putback. He's got 4. A 4-point lead now. 12-8. Nokomis on top. Here's Huber with it. In trouble for McGivney. Huber got it to get it across the timeline, and they call 10-second violation. Turnover on McGivney. And the pressure defense works to perfection there for Nokomis. Timeout called by Rich Byers. No timeout. Just a substitution, rather. Seth Johnson having a seat for Nokomis. Into the game is Elijah Aumann, the freshman. So here's Herbstreet with it. He is met by Jackson Rogers. Now over to Kendall Nodal. Nodal down low to Sobel. Turnaround jumper. It's good. That's a deadly jumper by Carter Sobel. He's got 10 points, and it's 14-8. Largest lead of the game for Nokomis, for either team. McGivney hasn't had the lead at all. Here's Huber with it. Gets it passed down low. It's knocked away on the floor, and we've got a foul called on Nokomis. That's going to be their second foul. And they're going to get Jake Johnson with his first. 14-8, Nokomis leading with 2:06 to play in the opening quarter. Oh, good. Good shot off the inbounds pass, but can't get it to fall for McGivney, and Nokomis will get the rebound. Here's Aumann driving. Aumann passes to Herbstreet, looking for an open man. Back to Amon. Amon over to Sobel. Left elbow. Jump shot is no good. In and out. Amon with the offensive board. His putback no good. Rebound. Kendall Nodal. His putback no good. But another offensive board for Nokomis. And we've got a held ball called here. Possession arrow favoring McGivney. 14-8. Nokomis with the lead. McGivney will have the ball with 1:40 left in the opening frame. Rogers is going to throw it in for the Griffins. Gets it in to Kellen Weir. Weir passes back over to Rogers, trying to break the press. Rogers back to Weir. Got to get it across the timeline, and they do, over to Jacob Huber. Now back to Rogers. They'll reset the offense. Here's Weir. Passes in the corner. Rogers back to Weir. Ball's tipped away by Almond, and he doesn't get it as McGivney gets it right back. This is Weir, top of the key. Good skip pass down low to Justin Wienos. His shot's blocked and corralled by Nokomis. McGivney had the opportunity, but Nokomis with the takeaway. 1 minute left in the opening quarter from Litchfield. Nokomis leading Father McGivney 14-8. Elijah Amon with it for Nokomis. Passes Carter Sobel back to Amon. Amon, head fake, drives baseline, lost the ball, out of bounds, turnover on Nokomis. Clock stopped momentarily at 48 seconds. Here's Huber with it for the Griffins. Now over to Weir. Back to Rogers. Got to get it across the timeline as they've already been called with one 10-second violation. They do get it across, but then throw it away. Another turnover by McGivney. Steve Kimbrough telling his team to hold for the final shot. Clock at 26 seconds in the opening quarter. Here's Herbstreit with it for Nokomis. Rogers will close out now. Herbstreit will pass to Amon. Now they'll give it back to Sobel. Herbstreit at the timeline. Clock reading 12 seconds. Now they'll start to move things around here. Motioning for Amon to come get it. He does. Amon passes back to Herbstreit. Little give and go. 5 seconds. Three is buried by Evan Herbstreit. 17-8, and the clock will run out on the first quarter. After one, Nokomis on top of Father McGivney, 17-8. You're listening to WSMI. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins back with you here from Simmons Gymnasium in Litchfield, the annual Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Tournament. After one quarter of play, Nokomis a 17-8 lead over Father McGivney. Nokomis will have the ball as we begin the second quarter. Evan Herbstreit with it for the Skins. And Nokomis already playing a couple men down as Benny Clavin and Cooper Bertolino likely not to play this evening. Alex Tassetti dealing with an ankle injury. And in the first quarter early, Nick Masher did something to his lower half, so he's dealing with an injury as well. So a turnover by Nokomis now, and McGivney with the ball as Nokomis dealing with the injury bug badly here in this Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Tournament pool play game. There's a ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Nokomis. McGivney will keep the ball. Kellen Weir to throw it in for the Griffins. He looking for Huber, finds him. Now Rogers, top of the key. Contested three, it's good. Jackson Rogers, he's got six. Off a pair of three-point shots, it's now a six-point ball game, 17-11. Evan Herbstreit. Crossover, gets it to Kendall Nodal. Nodal down low, Carter Sobel backs his man down. That's a mismatch size-wise. He missed the shot, but rebounded by Seth Johnson, and he puts it back for his sixth point of the game, back to an eight-point game, 19-11. Here's Kellen Weir with it. Weir dribbling right hand, crosses over, gets it across the timeline, looking for an open man as he picks up his dribble as that ball swatted away by Carter Sobel. And McGivney will keep it. 6:53 left to play in the first half. McGivney to throw it in, trailing Nokomis 19-11. This is Darren Lucchetti with it. Lucchetti gets it to Weir. Weir over to Huber. Now back to Weir. Top of the key, dribbles left hand, picks up his dribble. Now the pressure's applied, and there's a foul called on Jackson Rogers as Jake Johnson, rather, came barreling into Rogers. That's the third foul on Nokomis, the second on Jake Johnson. Dealing with injuries already for Nokomis, you don't want to see players in foul trouble, and Jake Johnson's got two. But he'll stay in the game. Here's Huber with it, picks up his dribble. Now over to Weir. Weir, good pass to Lucchetti. His jumper from the elbow is no good. Rebound off of McGivney, and Nokomis will have it. Elijah Allman into the game for Nokomis. Johnson, Jake Johnson, that is, having a seat. Full court press here applied by Father McGivney. It's a zone press. As Allman has it, in trouble, picks up his dribble, gets it across the timeline. Now it's Herbstreit. They're going to be in a 1-2-2 zone defense. Will McGivney. Herbstreit motioning the offense, or calling out the offensive play. 6:05 left in the first half. Here's a pass down low to Sobel. We've got a foul called on the floor here. That's going to be the first foul, believe it or not, on Father McGivney. They're going to get Lucchetti with his first. 19-11, Nokomis with the ball and the lead in this first half. Here's Allman. Allman dribbling around, looking for an open man, finds Seth Johnson. Now over to Herbstreit. Good close out there by the defense. Passes back down low to Allman. Layup is good, and count it. Elijah Allman with two. He'll head to the free throw line as the foul is called on Kellen Weir, his first, the second on McGivney. 21-11, largest lead of the night for Nokomis. Almond's free throw is good. He's got three. Subs in for McGivney. Into the ball game, Gabe Smith and Ashton Merzinger. Here's Rogers throwing it in for McGivney. An 11-point lead for Nokomis. McGivney with the ball. Here's a pass over to Rogers. Now over to Weir to get it across the timeline. A cross-court pass over to Merzinger. Merzinger gets it back to Rogers. Rogers dribbling with his left hand. Gets it to Weir. Now over to Merzinger in the corner. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Nokomis. Weir's going to throw it in for the Griffins. He gets it into Rogers. Now it's Merzinger. Passes in the corner to Rogers. Over to Weir, top of the key. Good ball movement here, and they throw it away off the hands of Darren Lucchetti, and Nokomis has the ball. Evan Herbstreit with it. Pretty good turnout here at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invite Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School this Martin Luther King Jr. Day 2020. Here's Kendall Nodal. Bounce pass to Elijah Allman. Allman's shot no good, but a foul called. They're going to say it's on the shot. That's the third on McGivney. And they're going to be call it on Darren Lucchetti, his second. So Lucchetti might have to have a seat here. But Allman to the free throw line, shooting a pair. Perfect 1-for-1 from the line so far tonight. And he's good there, too. He's got four. Indeed, Lucchetti having a seat into the back into the game for McGivney is Justin Wienos. 23-11, Nokomis, the 12-point lead. And the second free throw from Allman is good. He's got five. Timeout called on the floor. 24-11, Nokomis with the lead. You're listening to WSMI, and we're right back after these messages. Largest lead of the night for Nokomis. The score 24-11 with 4:52 left in the first half. Father McGivney with the ball. And here is Kellen Weir with it. Passes over to Ashton Merzinger. Merzinger lost the ball. Elijah Allman just stole it right out of his arms, and he gets the fast break layup. He's got 7 points in today's ballgame. The freshman looking good. A 15-point lead for Nokomis. 4.5 left in the first half. Here's Rogers. Pass tipped away, but right place, right time is Justin Wienos. He's got four, and it's 26-13, momentarily stopping the bleeding. Evan Herbstreit with it for Nokomis. Gets it across the timeline. Back to a man-to-man defense for McGivney. Their head coach, Rich Byers, calling out the plays. Still trying to build a program. This is the first year Father McGivney in this Litchfield Invitational Tournament, the Rick McGraw Memorial Invite. What a history here in this tournament. Slowing things down is the Nokomis offense, just looking to move the ball here on offense. Elijah Allman with it. Now he dribbles out to the top of the key to reset things. Allman over to Herbstreit. Herbstreit looking for an open man, looking for Nodal, not there. Now he tries to get it to him. Nodal has it. Turnaround jumper is no good. Carter Sabol steals it, and he's got the putback. Sabol with 12 makes it 28-13, a 15-point lead for Nokomis. Of course, Nokomis, their second pool play game tomorrow evening. They will play Gateway Legacy, who defeated McGivney here on Saturday by a score of 63-54. Here's Kellen Weir over to Mersinger. Now Jackson Rogers. Rogers telling his man to go. Now down low to Gabe Smith, and Smith took too many steps. Another turnover on McGivney. Jake Johnson coming back into the game for Nokomis. Seth Johnson having a seat. Evan Herbstreit throwing it in, gets it to Elijah Aumann. Aumann fakes his man out, now back to Herbstreit. They break the press, get it across the timeline. Here's Nodal over to Herbstreit, looking for an open man. Motioning for someone to get open. Gets it to Nodal in the corner. Nodal, pass down low. Jake Johnson backs his man down, layup's good. Johnson's first bucket of the game. 30-13, a 7-point lead for Nokomis. 17-point lead for Nokomis. Here's Weir with it. Passes down low, trying to get it to Gabe Smith. Lost it, and Nokomis with the ball. Herbstreit bringing it up the floor at about a 75% tempo. Here's Kendall Nodal dribbling along the baseline. Gets it to Aumann. Back to Herbstreit at the top of the key, and they'll slow things down. 2:07 left in the first half. Nokomis, the 30-13 lead over Father McGivney. Herbstreit looking to his bench for the play call. Enough space between the defender and Herbstreit, and now they'll start to motion for 5 seconds. Here's Aumann over to Herbstreit. Passes down low. Kendall Nodal backing his man down. Lost the ball. Last touch by Nokomis. Last touch by McGivney. Nokomis will keep it. Coming up after this game, the Route 16 rivalry. Litchfield taking on Hillsboro in pool play. The Purple Panthers a 6 seed. Hillsboro the 11th seed in this tournament. The Toppers put up 76 points on Saturday afternoon against Taylorville, but that came in a defeat as they lost to Taylorville, who put up 94. Here's Seth Johnson from the right elbow. His jumper no good. Offensive rebound put back, no good. And Kendall Nodal misses his shot. And now Seth Johnson gets it back and loses the ball, but gets it right back. And good hustle here by Nokomis. Here's Carter Sabol, the turnaround jumper. It's no good. And finally, a defensive rebound by McGivney. Jackson Rogers with it. 80 seconds to play in the first half. McGivney with the ball, trailing 30-13. Here's Jacob Huber. Huber passes over to Rogers. Now Mersinger dribbles to the top of the key. Back to Huber. Over to Rogers for three. It is no good. Off back iron. Rebound to Nokomis. Clock reads 1 minute left in the first half. Herbstreit bringing up the floor slowly. Again, in case you missed it, Nick Masher hasn't played since a couple minutes into the first quarter. He went down hard on his knee, grabbing his knee. Hasn't played since then. Could be out just for precautionary reasons right now, as they do have a 17-point lead. Alex DeSetti also battling an ankle injury. Did not start this evening. We have not seen him yet, but he is dressed, so it's possible he could play if they need him. Here's Sabol with it. Over to Herbstreit. Clock reads 26 seconds, and Nokomis is just going to hold for the final shot. Here's Sabol with it, guarded by Winos. Now he'll give it to Herbstreit. Herbstreit is guarded by Rogers. Clock reading 13 seconds. Now he's going to dribble. Herbstreit looking for Aumann. It's not there. He'll get it back to Sabol. Top of the key. Sabol dribbles left hand. Pushback jumper. It's no good. Rebound corralled by McGivney. 2 seconds. The long shot is no good. And after one half of play, a 17-point lead for Nokomis. We head to the halftime. It is 30-13, Nokomis over Father McGivney. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you, and we are beginning the third quarter between Nokomis and McGivney from the annual Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Tournament. McGivney begins the second half with the ball, and right off they have a ball bounce off of Justin Winos' head, so Nokomis will take over. Not the way you want to start the second half if you are McGivney. 30-13, Nokomis with the lead a commanding 17-point lead. It looked like it was a close first quarter, 17-8, a lot closer than that score. But the second quarter, Nokomis able to pull away. We'll see if they continue to pull away here in the third. Here's Seth Johnson with it for Nokomis, gets it to Herbstreit. Herbstreit over to Kendall Nodal. McGivney in a zone defense now. Good defense here played by Jackson Rogers. Here's Nodal. Passes down low. Now it's Herbstreit, top of the key. Good ball movement. Seth Johnson. Johnson's jumper is good. He's got eight. A 32-13 lead. Largest of the night for either team. Kellen Weir with it for McGivney. Gets it to Rogers. They get it across the timeline. And here's Huber. Now over to Rogers. Back to Weir, top of the key. Weir resetting things. Passes to Jacob Huber. Huber down low to Rogers in the corner. Ball fake. Now it's a pass to Lucchetti, Darren Lucchetti. Now over Jackson Rogers. Wide open three. No good. Off iron. Rebound corralled by Jake Johnson of Nokomis. And a foul called on McGivney. That's going to be their first of the half. They're going to call Justin Wienos with his first. So Herbstreit bringing the ball up the floor for Nokomis. He's motioning for help as pressure defense applied by McGivney. Here's Seth Johnson. Johnson dribbles around his man, now gets it to Herbstreit, and they'll reset the offense. Here's Jake Johnson over Carter Sobel. Now Herbstreit. Now back to Seth Johnson. Left-hand shot from the wing. It is no good. Off back iron. Offensive rebound. Carter Sobel. He lost the ball. And it's corralled by McGivney. But Kellen Weir in trouble as he picked up the dribble. Lucchetti has it now. McGivney keeps it. Here's Jackson Rogers, the put-up. It's no good. Rebound to Rogers. McGivney keeps it. Back over to Kellen Weir. Weir dribbles, drives, and he'll kick it out to Lucchetti, top of the key. Lucchetti splits a couple defenders and a foul called on Nokomis, their first of the half. It's going to be the first on Evan Herbstreit. This the final season for head coach Steve Kimbrough of Nokomis, his final Rick McGraw Memorial invite. Here's Weir with it for McGivney. Now Lucchetti driving in the lane is good. He's on the board. It's 32-15. Nokomis still on top. 5:33 to play in the third. Here's Nodal over to Herbstreit. McGivney in a 3-2 zone defense, not something you see often. Normally you see a 1-2-2 or a 2-3, 1-3-1 even, but a 3-2, rare in basketball, especially high school basketball. Here's Carter Sobel. Sobel over to Herbstreit. Now it's Evan Herbstreit. Back down low to Carter Sobel. From the block, it is good. Sobel with 14, 34-15. 19-point lead for Nokomis. Here's Weir. Weir. Got to get it across the timeline. It's Rogers. He does. Gets it to Jacob Huber. Huber over to Rogers. Rogers with 6 points in this ballgame, leading all McGivney scorers. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Nokomis. McGivney will keep it. Tim Eyes will have the call for Litchfield and Hillsboro, which will follow this game here on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. Doing a great job, as always. Weir gets it into Wienos. It is no good. Defensive rebound to Carter Sobel. Herbstreit bringing it up the floor. Gets it across the timeline. Over to Seth Johnson. Johnson, pass down low to Sobel, and we've got a foul called on McGivney. Who's it going to be on? It's a second on McGivney, and it's going to be on Lucchetti, his third foul. Herbstreit gets it into Jake Johnson. Driving spin move, and it is no good. Rebound to McGivney. Here's Jacob Huber. Over to Kellen Weir, gets it across the timeline. Weir, pass down low. Wienos, his layup is good. 6 points for Wienos, 34-17. Here's Nodal with it. Nodal passed down low to Sobel. Backing Wienos down, now steps back and gets it out to Herbstreit. Over Seth Johnson from the right wing. Johnson to Herbstreit. Back to a 3-2 defense for McGivney. Now 1-2-2. Not sure. Here's Herbstreit. Down low to Sobel. They broke that defense there, and Sobel with 16 points in this game. 36-17. Rogers with it. Rogers gets it across the timeline. Looking for Huber. Just gets it away. He finds Lucchetti now. Good pass down low. Wienos, and it's good. Justin Wienos with 4 points in the quarter. 8 points in the game. 36-19. Back and forth here between these two teams in this third quarter. Here's Seth Johnson. Slowly driving. Now gets it to Herbstreit. Herbstreit, top of the key for Nokomis. Over to Seth Johnson. Down low, Carter Sobel. Oh, now wide open, and he lays it in easily. Sobel's got 18, having his way with this McGivney defense. 38-19. These teams just trading buckets now in this third quarter. Here's Weir. Over to Lucchetti. Back to Weir across the timeline. Now Rogers. Passes to Huber. Corner three. It is no good. In and out. Rebound to Nokomis. Carter Sobel brings it down. Here's Herbstreit. Over to Seth Johnson. Back to Herbstreit. They'll take their time here. 2:20 left in the third quarter. 38-19. Nokomis with the lead. Kendall Nodal now. Back to Evan Herbstreit. Over to Seth Johnson. Johnson. Back to Herbstreit. Now down low to Nodal. Lost the ball. It's out of bounds. Last touched by McGivney. The annual Rick McGraw Memorial Invite at Litchfield. Litchfield does such a great job of putting on this tournament. And here is Seth Johnson with it for Nokomis. Finds Jake Johnson. He backs his man down. Layup up and under is good. Johnson's got 4 points. 40-19. And I'm not sure what that call was. They stopped play. But McGivney will throw it in. A little bit confusing there. I didn't hear what the official said, but we play on. Here's Huber. Passes to Rogers. Over to Weir. Now Lucchetti from the elbow. He lost the ball. Passes down low. Was knocked away, and Nokomis has it. 21-point lead for Nokomis, and they have the ball with a chance to add on. Here's Seth Johnson. They have Nokomis with no Alex Tassetti tonight so far, and they lost Nick Masher early in the game. They are also without Benny Clavin and Cooper Bertolino. Here's Jake Johnson down low, driving baseline. His shot is good. Timeout called by Steve Kimbrough. Johnson with 6 points, and with 1:28 left in the third quarter, our score, Nokomis 42, McGivney 19. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invite as attempting to break the pass as McGivney, and they are called for over and back, so they'll turn it over out of the timeout. Nokomis will take back over on possession, leading 42-19. Clock reading 1:18 left in the third quarter. Sub in for Nokomis, Evan Herbstreit having a seat into the game for the first time, the sophomore Landon Engelman. Engelman dribbling around, gets it to Elijah Aumann. Now it's Kendall Nodal. Back to Aumann. Aumann with 7 points, the freshman in this game. All seven came in that second quarter. Here's Engelman. Engelman over to Aumann, looking for Sobel down low. It's not there. Back to Engelman. They're just having pitch and catch right now, and a timeout called by Steve Kimbrough. So 42-19 remains your score between Nokomis and Litchfield with 51 seconds left in the third. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. Well, Nokomis with the ball out of the timeout. Landon Engelman, rather, with it. Gets it to Elijah Aumann. Now back to Engelman. Zone defense here played by McGivney, a 1-2-2 zone defense. Trying to deny the ball at the free throw line. That's where Jake Johnson's standing. Now Nokomis is going to take their time and hold for the final shot. Clock reading 22 seconds. 42-19. A 23-point lead for Nokomis, their largest of the evening. Here's Engelman with it. He's guarded by Jacob Jones. Engelman driving, picks up his dribble. Now double team, gets it to Kendall Nodal. Clock reading 5 seconds. Engelman with the top of the key. 3 seconds, got to get a shot off. Engelman, here's Allman. The corner, it is no good off the iron. And that's how the third quarter ends. After three, it's Nokomis 42, Father McGivney 19. We'll right back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. We are ready to begin the fourth quarter in this pool play game between Nokomis and Father McGivney. Nokomis a 42-19 lead at the beginning of the money quarter. So if this score holds, Nokomis essentially playing for a share in the championship bracket tomorrow night against Gateway Legacy. As here's a layup put up by Kendall Nodal. It is no good, but a foul called on McGivney. That'll be their third of the half. And they're going to get Ashton Mersinger with his first. Really low foul totals in this game for both teams. That's just the sixth foul in this game combined by Father McGivney. As Kendall Nodal makes his first free throw there. Nokomis only four fouls in this game so far. Three in the first half, one in the second. Nodal's second free throw off back iron, no good. Rebound offensive to Carter Sobel. He misses a shot, and Nodal with the putback, and he's fouled again. Nodal with 3 quick points in this fourth quarter. A fourth foul on McGivney, and they're going to get Jacob Jones with his first. So Nodal right back to the charity stripe. His free throw is good. He's got four. It's a 46-19 lead for Nokomis, their largest of the night at 27. This is Jacob Jones. Gets it across to Jackson Rogers. Now Mersinger back to Rogers. Pass it to Jones, and it went right through his hands. And Nokomis will take over. The official initially motioned for McGivney ball, but I think he knew he made a mistake right away because nobody touched that after it went off of Jacob Jones' hands. Here's Seth Jones with it over to Herbstreit. Pass down low, Carter. Sobel's layup is good. Sobel with 20 points tonight. 48-19. Trying to make this a 30-point game, or a 30-point lead, rather. McGivney with the timeout called by McGivney head coach Rich Byers. 48-19 with 7:03 left in the game. You're listening to WSMI. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins back with you from Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. McGivney with the ball, and Ashton Mersinger with it. Gets it over to Jacob Jones. McGivney trailing by 29 points, 48-19. Nokomis the lead with 6:42 left in the ballgame. And it looks like Nokomis well on their way to a victory here in 2020 in this first game. And a held ball, possession arrow in favor of McGivney. Just a point away from a 30-point lead for Nokomis, but McGivney trying to mount a furious comeback, but with 6.5 left in the game, it seems all but unlikely here. This is Jacob Huber with it, throws it right into the arms of Carter Sobel, and Nokomis will take over with 6:26 remaining. Evan Herbstreit with it, gets it across the timeline. Passes over to Seth Johnson, back down low to Carter Sobel. Over to Seth Johnson, now back to Herbstreit. Pass down low, Sobel, layup is good, and a foul. 22 points for Sobel tonight. The fifth foul on McGivney. And they're going to call Jackson Rogers with his first. So Carter Sobel to the free throw line here. Sobel's free throw is good. He's got 23 points now. To lead all scorers, 51-19, a 32-point lead, if my math is correct. Here's Jacob Huber, passes to Ashton Mersinger, ball's tipped away, hustling is Jacob Jones, can't get it, Carter Sobel somehow finds it, and he's dribbling and is going to stop, and another hard foul by Jackson Rogers, but hustling on the play. That's going to be Rogers' second foul, the sixth on McGivney. and subs in for Nokomis as they're going to call off the Dogs here with 5:36 and counting. As because it's more than a 30-point lead in the fourth quarter, the clock will run from here on out. Here's Elijah Aumann with it for Nokomis. Gets it to Kendall Nodal. Nodal's layup is no good. Tipped around. Who's got it? McGivney's got it. And Lucchetti pulls down the rebound. Here is Jacob Jones, and he stepped out of bounds on the baseline, and they'll turn it over right away, so Nokomis gets the ball right back. So Nokomis is going to find a victory in this ball game, and McGivney's going to fall to 0-2 in pool play. Their pool play is done, actually, and they will play in the ninth place semifinal at 6 o'clock in Panther Gymnasium on Thursday evening. Nokomis, meanwhile, will have a date with Gateway Legacy tomorrow, the winner to advance to the championship bracket at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invite. Here's Jake Johnson with it for Nokomis. He drives baseline. Offensive foul called on Johnson. That is his third, the second on Nokomis this half. 51-19 with 4:24 to play in the game. Here's Jacob Huber with it. Huber gets it to Lucchetti. Lucchetti back to Huber. Still playing pressure defense is Nokomis. Over to Huber. Left wing. Now over to Mercinger, right wing. A steal by Elijah Aumann. What a behind-the-back dribble there. And they'll slow things up here and maybe just kill some clock. Here's Jake Johnson, right elbow. Turns around. Nobody's guarding him, so he fires a shot. No good. Kendall Nodal with the rebound. It's up and in. Kendall Nodal with 6 points in today's game, 53-19. It's been all Nokomis from the get-go. And a turnover again by Father McGivney. And now Landon Engelman with it for Nokomis. Shout out to my good friend David Baker, who's listening down in Staunton, trying to call me, but I told him I can't talk. I'm broadcasting a game. David, I'll talk to you in a little bit. 53-19, Nokomis with the lead over Father McGivney. 3:06 to play in the game. Jake Johnson turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound to Lucchetti. McGivney has it. They're going to push the tempo and now slow it down just a bit. Ashton Mercinger with it for the Griffins. He's guarded by Engelman. Now Lucchetti, good bounce pass over to Jacob Jones. It's good. Jacob Jones' first basket of the game, 53-21 now. Engelman with it for Nokomis. He's met by Jones at the chair, or excuse me, at the timeline rather. Engelman backing his man down, driving, picks up his dribble. That's trouble, but gets it to Aumann. Ball's tipped and stolen by McGivney. Now it's stolen right back by Nokomis. Elijah Aumann with it. Aumann, a freshman in today's game, 7 points in the game, all coming in that second quarter. Here's Landon Engelman. Engelman over to Ty Nodal. Nodal over to Jake Johnson in the corner. Johnson back to Nodal. Ty Nodal, that is. Now it's Aumann. Aumann driving. Layup no good. Rebound Jake Johnson. His putback's good. Thank you very much to the Iron. He's got 8. 55-21. Here's Huber with it for the Griffins. Huber. Over to Jones. Jones dribbles top of the key, back to Huber. Now pass to Mercinger, back to Huber. Zone defense working well here for Nokomis. Not letting him inside the lane at all. Here's Jones, ball's tipped away. This is Ty Nodal with it. Nokomis with numbers, the fast break layup is good, and a foul. Nodal's first basket of the game. Seventh foul called on McGivney. And I think they're going to get Lucchetti with his fourth. Yes, they are. So Darren Lucchetti with 4 fouls in the game. Subs in for McGivney. Gabe Smith coming back into the game. Jackson Rogers coming out. No, someone else coming out. I didn't see. I think it was Jacob Jones. So Ty Nodal at the free throw line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play here. His free throw is good. He's got 3 points. 58-21 with 45 seconds left in the game. Pass over to Jacob Huber, long three from the corner. Huber's first basket of the game. 58-24. A 34-point lead for Nokomis. Here's Amon. 25 seconds left. Nokomis will finish 1-0 here. It will be 1-0, rather, after this game as a foul called on McGivney. That's going to be their eighth. They're going to call Jacob Huber with his first. So clock reading 10 seconds, and they may not even get this one in bounds as the clock is continually running. They are going to stop the clock, I guess, with 5.3 seconds left because they're going to let Landon Engelman shoot free throws. So the clock does stop with 5.3 left. And Engelman at the line for the 1-1 here. First free throw is off front iron, no good. He gets his own rebound, but he'll hold it and run out the rest of the clock. And McGivney will not foul. Game one of day two from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invite is in the books. Your final score, Nokomis 58, Father McGivney 24. We'll be right back and wrap this one up after these messages on WSMI. Well, Nokomis victorious in pool play game number one for the Skins. They beat Father McGivney by a score of 58-24. So McGivney will be playing in the ninth place bracket on Thursday. That game will tip off at around 6 o'clock in Panther Gymnasium. They will play whoever finishes in third place in pool play A, which features top-seeded Triad, eighth-seeded Greenville, and ninth-seeded Mount Zion. Mount Zion 0-1 after losing to Triad on Saturday in their first game. Wrapping up this game here, taking a look at your statistics first for these teams. First for Nokomis, Carter Sabo leading all scorers. He had 23 points in the game. Also scoring for Nokomis, Seth Johnson and Jake Johnson each with 8 points. Elijah Amon with 7 points. Kendall Nodal with 6 for Nokomis. Evan Herbstreith with 3. And Ty Nodal with 3. For McGivney, Justin Wienos led all scorers with 8 points. Jackson Rogers had 6. Kellen Weir had 3. Jacob Huber had 3. And Jacob Jones and Darren Lucchetti each with 2 points. It was a relatively close first quarter, 8-8 after a few minutes, both back and forth affair. Nokomis started to pull away. The score after one was 17-8, and then Nokomis really took over. They did not have Alex Tosetti at all this game. He dressed, but because of an ankle injury, did not end up playing. They didn't really need him, though, because they won 58-24. Nick Masher started in his place in this game, and he went down a couple minutes into the ball game, grabbing his left leg and wasn't putting any pressure on his left leg. And he did not play the rest of the game either. We don't know if that leg is still bothering him, if it's sore, or if it was just precautionary, but nevertheless, like Tosetti, Nokomis was able to get by without him, but we will try to keep you updated on Masher's injury, in particular because they will need him tomorrow night. They will also need Alex Tosetti as well. Again, our final score from game one here at the Litchfield Memorial Invite on day two. Nokomis defeats Father McGivney by a score of 58-24. We'll be right back after these messages, and when we come back, we'll prepare for game two between Litchfield and Hillsboro. That and more right after this.